What's up, world?
Welcome
to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere.
If this is your first time tuning in, we appreciate that. We are a positive and uplifting newscast because we all know we need it.
Mm-hmm.
Every Monday and Wednesday, we talk about uplifting and positive news going on in your community that you're probably not hearing. And on Fridays, like today, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. If you want to support the podcast, you can find us on YouTube at The Positive Truth, Twitter at TPT_podcast, Instagram at The Positive Truth,
YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast. And if you want one of these extra fly t-shirts that my man Tim is wearing, I think it's starting to rain, Tim. Anyway, we'll cut that out.
Indubitably.
If you want one of these fly t-shirts that Tim is wearing, all you have to do is email us at The Positive Truth and show that you have 10 followers or 10 friends that liked us on our Facebook page, iTunes, subscribe to us on Google, follow us on Twitter, and we will send you a t-shirt. We're spending money on these, and all the proceeds are going to RAIN, which is a sexual assault nonprofit, the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention, and the Positive Tomorrows, which helps with homeless kids in the Oklahoma City area. So we're losing money on these. You're gonna be helping a good cause, and we'll get more followers.
And if you don't have a Facebook, you guys can definitely purchase one for $20, and all $20 will go to the nonprofit of your choice out of those three. So that's pretty cool, man. I think we're doing something cool with this, and I think a lot of people are definitely going to get on and cop one of these shirts for sure.
And we have more cool stuff coming.
Oh, we do. We definitely do. I'm excited.
Okay. And we're not going to procrastinate on it.
Speak for yourself. No, I'm just kidding.
And that's what we're talking about today. Tim, what is procrastination?
Procrastination is the action of delaying or postponing something. Something that I do very, very well.
You wanted to see what I put on my notes?
The action of ruining.
The action of ruining your own life for no apparent reason.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The reason I'm laughing so hard, because you know, I am the biggest procrastinator. Like, I will do everything last second just because, man. Just because. And I gotta change that, because after doing this research, there's a lot of negative things that can happen by procrastinating, and I didn't realize it.
We'll kick some facts about it.
Now let's kick some facts. So, according to some researchers, procrastination has more than quadrupled in the last 30 years, and there's no known reason why whatsoever.
Do that one more time.
So, for the last 30 years, procrastination has risen. More people are procrastinating more for no apparent reason.
Quadrupled?
Quadrupled.
And we have no idea why.
No idea why. Do you know why?
Tim, I am not almighty. I don't know these things. I can speculate. I can hypothesize.
Very true. I tried to, man, but I was just like, you know what? I don't understand why a lot of people are.
I mean, it's really easy to get distracted.
I mean, it's really easy for me.
I feel like it's easy for anyone to get distracted. We have supercomputers in our pockets.
Man, you are not lying.
Anyway, you got some.
I do got more facts, man. Procrastination is often viewed as a lifestyle, largely because the behaviors take over all aspects of the individual's life.
So you procrastinate with everything.
I do. It's definitely a lifestyle. It is definitely a lifestyle.
Getting more facts.
It's a common misconception that procrastination is due to problems with managing time, when in fact, it's a much more complex issue. People who procrastinate don't do it because they understand how long the task will take, but instead they're overly optimistic about their ability to complete the task.
Are we sure that's true all the time?
For me, it is. I promise you, man. I get excited, but I still do it at the last second.
Okay.
For sure. It's definitely not for all people. Definitely not for all. But I know for me, whenever I was doing all this research, I realized, you know what? Like, this is hitting me in the face right now. Like, I had to look at myself in the mirror for a second. You know what I mean? Like, is this my life?
This is really off topic, but I have to tell everybody, since we've recorded this podcast, we're in Oklahoma, based out of Oklahoma City. It has poured down rain for a solid 4 minutes, and now it's over, and now it's sunny outside again. Oklahoma, you gotta love it.
I do love it, but yeah.
It was like the rain was procrastinating on us. Kick some more facts, Tim.
All right. One out of five people admit their procrastination has gotten so out of hand that it has jeopardized their jobs, careers, relationships, and even their health.
That's why I put the definition as act ruining your own life for no apparent reason.
Researchers have also shown that procrastinators have a weaker immune system. I'm telling you.
How did they even test that?
Man, they had I promise you, they had 7 interesting facts, and then it was a research center that had that did all these. Man, they had all kind of surveys on there. I was just whatever. Anyways, man, I definitely have the link up there if you guys want to check it out. There are 3 types of procrastinators though, which I thought was pretty cool. There are the arousal procrastinators, those who wait to the last minute because, I mean, they love the euphoric rush that it gives them, which that's definitely not me. Avoiders, those who may be avoiding fear of failure, which...
Can we go back to the first one, the arousal?
Yes.
I feel like those people are like, they're procrastinating and then they use the fear of like, oh my gosh, I have to get this done for motivation.
You think so?
Yeah.
I can see that, for sure.
It's like, I work better if I wait to the last minute to do my papers. It's like, no.
Nah.
No, you don't. It's just that's the only thing that can get you motivated to do it.
That's what you gotta tell people to make you feel better, I guess. But yeah, you're right. I hear you, JP. You have the avoiders, though, now. Those who may be avoiding fear of failure or even a fear of success. Then you also have the decisional procrastinators, those who find it extremely hard to make a decision.
So why do you think people procrastinate?
Usually, out of those three, I know people that like to do things at the last minute. I also know people that are scared they're gonna mess up. But then I also know people who, like my wife, who's watching, is extremely hard to make decisions.
I was not involved in any of that. Don't come for me.
But you know what I mean? There's always something, I think, on somebody's mind. And I think a lot of it has to do with confidence. And we gotta quit procrastinating. We gotta realize we have to get certain things done and just get it done.
I have completely different things for why people procrastinate.
Oh, nice. Let's spit them out.
I have lack of motivation or interest for doing basically an unpleasant task. It's never really fun to do something you hate. So taxes, for instance.
Indubitably.
Do you want to watch the basketball game or do you want to do your taxes?
Basketball game.
Do you want to eat a great meal, hang out with friends and family, or do you want to do taxes?
Basketball, no, I'm just kidding. Great meal, friends and family, let's have that cookout.
So like sometimes you just procrastinate because you don't want to do that task. Like it's just an awful, something you don't like doing. Fear of failure. So let's say you haven't studied for the test and then you study at the last minute overnight and you get like a C. And it's like you can just tell yourself like, hey, if I would have actually studied right, I would have got a good grade. And that might not even be true. You might be studying awfully. And you're just scared to fail. Or you have a goal in mind and you don't want to start it because you're terrified. Maybe you just can't do it, so you have like a skill deficit. Like, hey, I really suck at this math homework. I don't want to do this.
Let's do it last second.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was me, definitely. In some classes, for sure. I would do it last second, get that C, and be excited.
I think the main thing with procrastination is, like, it's easier to live on someday, and it's just, sometimes it's just harder to take action, to risk, you know, looking like a fool, to make a mistake, stumble. You just avoid that pain if you procrastinate. But then, I mean, it's an easier choice. It comes with more comfort. But in the long term, you're going to live a life that's less, it's going to have less fulfillment than others. So how can we change this, and how can we help people stop procrastinating?
I have a 7-step system that I found, and I thought it was pretty cool. Stop thinking and start doing is step 1. Although planning is good, over-planning can be stressful.
Okay. I got this.
Yes, sir.
Tim, what was the last thing you procrastinated on? Consistently.
Getting up for work.
Okay.
Today. Okay.
So have you ever been like, is it a struggle to get out of bed?
Oh yeah.
But once you get out of bed, you're on track, right? You don't ever like, oh, I want to, you never.
Yeah, like, I don't ever sit down and just like take a second. Yeah, you're right.
Because that's one of my things, like just start the task. Because if like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm so tired. Just get out of bed, just stand up, just start it. If you wanna like homework, just do like two problems. Just start doing it, and then your mind will start going. You push the boulder down the hill.
You're right. The hardest part was starting.
Yeah, it's like the Martin Luther King quote, like, you don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to see the first step. And you just take it, and after the first step, you just keep going. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. But if you never take the first step, it's gonna be bad.
I hear you, man. No, just starting, I like that though, because getting out of bed is the hardest part. I'll lay there for 9 minutes, because that's what snooze is, and then, or 15 minutes of just like, do I really want to go to work today?
Your snooze is 9 minutes?
Yeah, 9 minutes every time.
I don't even know what my snooze is, to be honest.
It's probably 9 minutes, JP.
It might be. I don't even know. But, wow, I totally lost my train of thought there.
We were talking about just starting it. Pushing boulders, walking on stairs.
I'm still just amazed your snooze is 9 minutes. That's so odd to me.
We were talking about starting.
Okay.
Starting whatever we're trying to do. Let's not procrastinate it. Just go ahead and get right into it. My next step, though, will be don't blow the task out of proportion. You can make mountains out of molehills, which means don't overthink it. Don't psych yourself out, man. Don't tell yourself, oh, this is going to be a lot or anything like that. Keep it positive in your head.
So my next one is effective planning. So this is really easy. You're a coach.
Indubitably.
So if I was to come to you and like, Tim, I want to be faster. I want to be in better shape. Pretty vague, right?
Right.
Now, if I come to you and I'm like, hey, I want to run a 5:30 mile and I want to weigh X amount. Which one's easy? Like a clear and effective goal is so much better, right?
Oh, yeah. Because you can give exact workouts, exact meal plan, exact everything that you need to get. But when you just want to get in shape, it's kind of just
like
show up to practice. You know what I mean? Like there's not really too much to tell.
Or like, hey, I want to lose weight. Okay, what are your goals? You know, I just want to get in better shape. It's like, okay.
It's really hard to go on. But yeah, when you have specific goals, for sure.
So it's like effective planning. And so like effective planning makes a clear goal. There's nothing murky or unrefined. And it turns like a daunting task into a series of small, clear, manageable ones. So let's say you're 400 pounds and you're 5'6", and you want to be 150 pounds. Like it's a crazy task. That's not going to happen overnight. But now that you have a set goal, small steps. Like, okay, first we're going to do is we're going to create habits. You're going to eat healthier. You're going to go to the gym. You're going to do that. Once you get the habits, we can start ramping it up. But if you're just like, I just want to get in better shape, it's like, you can do the exact same thing, but without the goal, you're less likely to stay with it. You're more likely to procrastinate.
I hear you. You definitely got to stay patient, though, as well.
Absolutely.
As well. Tú sabes. I have one. Start your day with the hardest task. If you don't have to go to work that day and you have to like clean your house or...
I just remembered what I was going to say.
Ooh, nice. Go ahead.
We were talking about the snooze thing, right?
Right.
So in the military, you have to get up out of bed and you have to make your bed every single day. The reason is like you get a task done. And so you're automatically out of bed, you get a task done. When you start a task and you complete a task, you're more likely to do other ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So
that makes me want to do my bed, man.
Well, none of my sheets match, so I can't make my bed. But that's why they do that. That's why it's so important. That's why they measure it. Because they want people to like get in the habit of getting things accomplished.
That's pretty cool.
It was like you say, getting the hardest task done. So like, wake up in the morning, do your bed, do your hardest task. You're less likely to procrastinate throughout your day.
Man, I like that, man. I have one. And this one's out to you, Edna. Just make a decision. Any decision. Seriously, procrastinating for some people has to do, like we talked about, as decisional procrastinators. They just don't know how to make a decision. There's no wrong decision at this point if you're a procrastinator, a severe procrastinator.
The wrong decision is procrastinating.
Touche, but what I'm trying to say is just make a decision when it comes to like, say, I'm really hungry. Oh, we should go get something to eat. What do you want to eat? Well, the movie starts in about an hour. We're sitting here arguing for 30 minutes where to eat. You know what I mean? Like, just make a decision. When it's small things like that, that it's not going to make or break your day, go ahead and make a decision, get it over with, because at the end of the day, you're not going to remember it anyways.
It's not worth even pondering about.
Tú sabes.
You can set a schedule and set an alarm for each task, and then just to remind you of each task. So, like, 1 o'clock, you need to be doing this. 2 o'clock, you need to be doing this. give yourself breaks. So, like, hey, I just did 30 minutes of homework. This was awful. I hate every second of it. But I have 5 YouTube videos planned. So whenever I do my 20 minutes of homework, I'm gonna watch this YouTube video and I'm gonna go right back to it. And I'm gonna reward myself for doing this awful, awful paper with something. Like, you like paydays.
I do like paydays.
30 minutes of work, one half a payday.
Yeah.
Like, reward yourself and set an alarm.
Right.
Do like something like that. Solicit external support, like telling friends, family members about a goal and asking them to hold you to it. Like, hey, I need to mow the yard on Saturday. Hey, you said that, you need to go do it. Stuff like that.
No, you're right.
You've been saying for years we were gonna paint this wall.
Let's paint this wall.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Got you. No, that makes sense. Surrounding yourself with the right people could definitely help you from stop being a procrastinator.
You can minimize distractions. So if you're like, I just can't stop watching Netflix, it's gonna hurt, but you're gonna have to uninstall. Maybe get a different computer that doesn't have Wi-Fi to it, just so you can do all your work on there. Put your phone on airplane mode.
Takes a lot of discipline, for sure. Yes,
but it'll be worth it.
It will, for sure.
You said pushing the boulder down the mountain.
That was you, but it's cool.
I was trying to give you props, man.
I was going to take it, but I was like, it's on video. It's recorded.
But like, you start being disciplined, you procrastinate less. You're going to be more disciplined. You're going to keep, it's just going to be the boulder. It's going to keep on going.
No, I agree 100%, man. I mean, it's being a procrastinator is a lifestyle. So it's going to be another lifestyle, not being a procrastinator. So you have to change everything about your day. You actually have to finish things. You can't just start something. You can't get out of bed and I'm going to throw this blanket here, but I'm going to leave these pillows here type of thing. Because if you do that there at the beginning of the day, you're going to do that when the next thing that you do. Oh, I'm going to go in here and brush my teeth real quick. Oh, I'm going to brush my teeth, but not my tongue. You know what I mean? Type of situation. You're going to continue doing that without throughout the rest of the day and you won't finish a lot of things. And then all of a sudden it's 9 o'clock, you have to be at work at 10 and you have to iron your clothes, you have to eat breakfast. Oh, I have to stop and get gas because I didn't get it last night on my way home type of situation. And that becomes my lifestyle.
So how are you going to use these tips to stop procrastinating, Tim?
Honestly, I really like the whole bed thing, finishing something immediately. I feel like that would be a good start for my day. So I'm definitely going to start off by doing my bed every single morning if the wife's not in bed. Or I'm going to find...
You're welcome, Edna.
Or, yeah, that is a good world for sure. Or I'm going to try to find something in my house that I can finish every single morning so I can get my day started. I feel like that would help me throughout the rest of my day, finishing things.
Are you going to make a schedule?
I definitely have a small schedule. I need to get more detailed about it, though. I think
you're
that
a
would
coach
help.
And you don't have a schedule?
Well, coaching-wise, of course. Everything else in my life?
So we need Tim to coach Tim on how to make a schedule for his life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's really what I need to do. I'm just one of those just go with the flow type of people, except for when it comes to coaching. And I definitely need to have a different lifestyle, man.
So we're gonna get a schedule.
We are, man. I'm gonna get it down, man. I really am.
Okay.
I feel motivated and stuff after this. I really do.
So is there anything in particular that you need to you need to start doing to finish? Like an unpleasurable task, like doing taxes, paying bills, that you're like, I know I need to start this to finish it. Do you have any of those in your life?
No, man, my biggest thing is just finishing anything. I don't have an issue starting things. I just walk away if I get stressed out or something. Like, I don't care anymore, whatever. I'll finish it whenever it needs to get done.
Tim, stop being scared of failure.
That's exactly what it is. I need to finish things early, and I think that would help a lot.
I'm the opposite. If I start something, I gotta finish it.
Yeah, I could definitely, yeah.
I remember, I have a MacBook like you do. There was a game that came out, and it was only on, Windows. I spent a solid 16 hours without eating because I was like, I had to figure out I need to boot camp this. So I did all that, went and got the Windows, got it all programmed. Then I was like, I can't run it because of this, this, and this. So I had to download this, figure this out. For me, it's just starting things. If I start something, I'm good.
You said 16 hours without eating, JP. If I don't eat for 16 hours, the wind's gonna blow me over.
Man, I was so mad because it was just small things were just getting in my way.
I hear you. Man, that's wild. Like, I'm the complete opposite. After 15 minutes, let's go get some McDonald's.
Yeah, so like I have a schedule right now where it's like wake up at like 9:30. We usually record the Uplifting and Positive News podcast at around 10.
Right.
After that, it's like get my face together, brush my teeth, eat some breakfast, and then it's like do podcast work, figure out my life. And the thing is, like, with the whole, like, remember I said, like, write down an effective goal? I'm having real trouble with that. So at, like, 1 o'clock every day, I'm like, Like, because I'm trying to figure out a clear and effective goal for where I want to take the rest of my life, and I just can't find it. So sometimes I just have no motivation to start it at all. But at 2, you know, I got a lift. It's like, that's no problem starting that.
I hear you. Maybe you should lift before the goal.
Nah, man, because then after that, it's just going to be food.
Ah, food.
Like, that's all that's going to, all. That's it. The only thing that you think about after, like, working out is food.
I hear you.
And then I have to go to work. And so, like, you know, we did patience last week. If I, like, miss something in there, like, I go, like, my 1 o'clock and I didn't do anything, I'm disappointed in myself, I'm less patient at work, more angry, and then I come to it the next day, and I'm still stuck, so I skip it again, procrastinate again. So it's just a bad cycle.
It's a bad lifestyle.
So I need to do the effective planning better.
I like that.
Do you have a positive quote for us, Tim?
I do, and I like this quote. I thought it was pretty funny because, yeah, you'll hear. Procrastination is like a credit card. It's a lot of fun until the bill comes.
Wow.
I can relate.
Well, Tim, where can they find us at?
And you guys can find us on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, on Instagram at The Positive Truth, on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Am I missing anything?
No.
We're good.
We're also on Instagram. Make sure to email us at ThePositiveTruth@gmail.com. Show us you got 10 friends that liked, subscribe, did all that to one of our pages. We will send you
one of these cool shirts. Black or gray, your choice. This one shrunk on me, so
you should,
hey.
You should do the spin around so they can see you the back.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'll be a model for you. Let's unplug this real quick. Boom.
Okay, I see you, muscles. We will be back next week, next Friday, and on Monday we got some positive news for you. Till then, we're out.
Stay positive.